Blog Talk Radio.
Norfolk,
we will have the question of the day provided by CK,
And hopefully we may can get a performance by yours truly and Mr. L.E.O. at some point. Today our esteemed visitor, I'm not going to say visitor, but our entertainer, our guest, our singer, the very lovely, very talented Mr. Kanye. Well, that's going to be the news. But Miss Kanye Doss is going to be in the building this evening, y'all. Y'all give it up for that.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The very lovely. Yes. Miss Kanye Doss.
The studio audience delayed.
Yes. Miss Kanye Doss will be with us in the audience. The reason why I said Mr. Kanye West, because I actually was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, whatever it is. And I saw Kanye on the reality show. I was like, really? Okay, wow. But first and foremost, on to the most important things, the news over the weekend. I know Al's going to be presenting us with Say Something News, but I definitely, if it's okay with our producer, which was his idea, actually we did not air on Saturday for this reason, and we're so close to the site in which this horrific, breathtaking, unimaginable incident took place in Colorado. The studio is in Arizona for your listening audience and for your listening information. However, we would like to take out a moment of silence for those lives that were lost in the massacre, and I want to say that, and the event that took place over the weekend on Friday, and particularly in Colorado. A moment of silence. Thank you so very much. And I also would like to give a moment of silence for the stepson of entertainer Usher and his family and the mother and everyone for little 11-year-old Kyle, who went to glory as well over the weekend. We'd like to give another moment of silence for him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. It doesn't matter if you're Democratic, if you're Republican, if you're white, you're black, you're Chinese, if you eat Chinese food or if you stay in and cook fried chicken. We are American. There's nothing that we can't do. And ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize for the feedback or the music in which you're hearing at this time. We will be taking care of the technical difficulties, but we thank you for joining us in that moment of silence for those victims as well as the stepson of Usher. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to get into the show. We want you all to sit back, relax, and once again, we have the fabulous singer, entertainer, Miss Kanye Doss will be joining us at some point in the show. I'm ecstatic about that. What's going on with some of you guys over the weekend? What's some of the things that you all did? Just going around the room real quick before we get into our first music break.
All right, I guess we can start with L.E.O.
All right, what's going on, L.E.O.? What did you do over the weekend?
I sort of kicked back, and I'm trying to prepare for the show on the 26th that I'm trying to put together for myself and a few other artists that's around my neighborhood and in the Philadelphia region. That was basically it. I just recollected on some time. I finally got a day off from my full-time job during the day, so I kicked back and planned for this show. So that was enlightening.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. What about you, CK? What's going on with you? All right, Mr. Lawson. What's going on, Mr. Norfolk? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I've just been chilling. I took the weekend and I got back in the studio, spit a little poetry. I gave a little bit of time today to boys and girls of the local boys and girls club here stationed in Northview Middle School, and you know I'm gonna be doing a little photography seminar there August the 9th. That's the day after my birthday, just to enlighten the youth about what's going on and how they can get into photography and give them another outlet.
Okay, and where's Norby High School? Because we have listeners all over the world.
I'm sorry.
All over Texas.
Norview Middle School. That's in Norfolk, Virginia, in the Norview section of the area. And I mean, if this one goes well, I plan on doing a lot more with getting involved with the actual Boys and Girls Club of Norfolk and in other states.
Okay, so that's north of Virginia, so you'll be in that area around next month then?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the listening audience, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I am joined. I think we probably lost CK to run outside momentarily, but we got CK in the building. We have Mr. Norfolk in the building. We have LEO in the building, Miss Fabulous, as well as our esteemed producer, Mr. D. Slate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a fabulous show here tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, and also we'll probably be posing a question. We'll also have GB in the building. Stay tuned. Upcoming for the Elevator Music Mix for Verbal Addiction and some more comedy sketches that will be coming forth way. We also like to give a shout-out to the Making Strides Breast Cancer Awareness team, which the D-Hour Show Radio Network is a part of, as well as the I Got Something to Say show. We'll be a part of that. The walk will take place in Norfolk, Virginia. We'll be headed that way September the 30th, as well as representation for the breakfast. Giving tribute to those, every day is a birthday for those who are surviving of breast cancer and any other cancers. I lost my father to cancer last year, July 18th. Last Wednesday made 1 year to prostate cancer. So it's really, really imperative, you know, for your loved ones to continue on with the fight because cancer is something that is prevalent and doesn't make a difference. Once again, it's not presidential to color, race, gender, or what have you. It's an alarming disease that is taking the lives of millions and millions and millions and counting onwards. So, ladies and gentlemen, get out there, be proactive. Every unity and strives of a community. So be active, give back to your communities in the way that we love to do. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we can get into our first musical break. And when we come back, we'll be getting into some interesting news, industry news, and some light conversation. Who knows, we may have some poetry coming up by yours truly or LEO or Mr. Norfolk, who knows. But this is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Take it away, producer.
Yes, indeed. We got the music for you. We got a great music break right now. It's Calvin Richardson with You're So Amazing. And we got a little Deja Bryson, the niece of Peebo Bryson, with her hit song Move Along. It's the I Got Something to Say show right here on the D Hour show. Let's get it.
Let's go.
I'd have been to the river, swam up the stream, stood on the mountaintop, I swear, believe, like Martin Luther said, girl, I had a dream, but I never stopped loving you, girl. Boy, you're so amazing, girl. Oh, I've only had one kiss, there's only been
four.
Jupiter's my body, baby.
Sexy girl, stand up. Move your hands like you're rubbing me.
Leave your past in the past.
moving and move on.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, everybody. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And also, I'm in the studio with my co-host tonight, meaning plural. We got CK in the building.
Yes.
Got L.E.O. in the building.
Yep, right here.
Yes, and we also got Mr. Norfolk in the building.
No doubt.
Yes, and our illustrious, should I say, CEO, founder of the B-Hour Show Radio Network and producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Mr. D. Slate in the building.
Absolutely.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the most anticipated show. We had a lot of inquiries on the social networking site. A lot of people love this lady's work, and I have to contest to that as well. I am a huge fan. I fell in love with her music some time ago, and I am still playing one of her infamous CDs and then her new CD on my drive to Pennsylvania in the mountains over the weekend. Yes, a pocket full of purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the no other, and Mr. D. Slate is going to go on with all of her credentials and bio. I'm talking about the very talented, lovely, beautiful, natural sister, Miss Kanya Doss, is in the building tonight.
Let me introduce her, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a little bit about what you guys are in store for. If you don't know anything about her music, you're going to find out. Kanya Doss has a voice that sounds like it's both from the past and the future. She's classically influenced, blues influenced, R&B influenced, and rock influenced. Which herein lies the brilliance of how she collectively and seamlessly creates great music. Kanya has built a solid reputation over the years as the modern benchmark for any young artist, and her forthcoming studio project, Pocket Full of Purpose, highlights that. With beauty, grace, and confidence, the poised songstress has composed an 11-song compilation of warm and personal tracks that are full of soul and huge melodies. The skillful arrangement of horn, strings, and piano riffs suits her finely crafted lyrics and love, life, and pursuing your dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the beautiful Miss Kanya Doss.
Woo! Yes! Wonderful! Fabulous!
Wow! Hi!
Fabulous!
How are you guys doing?
Hi, Ms. Kanya Doss. How are you? Welcome to the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is an honor and privilege. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow. Well, let me just say this from sister to sister while you're in the studio. You're looking fabulous. I love, and I want to put emphases in all caps, I love your music. Your voice is so eclectic, Kanya. You're just
awesome.
Yes.
But thank you very much. I'm flattered.
Yes, such a natural diva. And I love your other projects, but let me tell you, this current project in which you have a pocket full of purpose, I'm telling you, it spoke to my soul. I had a gig in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, over the weekend, and in New Jersey. And it was a girls type of retreat, my best friend and two of my female cousins. And, you know, they were playing CDs in the car, and, you know, they kept putting their music in, and Mariah and Mary and Adele and da-da-da-da-da. So I said, watch this. I put the CD in. Next thing you know, you heard, oh, we got, y'all are falling asleep on my music. They was like, who is that? And where can we go get the CD? I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm like, what is your favorite one? I never told them that you were going to be on the show. What are your favorite songs? Number one, Reaching for the Stars. Number six, Don't Change. That was like a universal vote, number six. Here for you, number nine. And number 13, I'll Say Yes. Girl, we are.
See, I'm writing these down. I got to write these down for performance purpose.
Yes, and my cousin got real ghetto. Okay, she's an AKA, and my best friend's an AKA. I'm a Zeta, right, and I'm a Zeta. So, you know, and our other friend is a Delta. So it's kind of like we all were in unison, like, okay, really? But everybody, you know, we fight over colors, we taunt and laugh, but everyone in consensus can honestly say we love your current project. So thank you for that. That was awesome.
Wow, thank you.
Yes, yes. Number six is our all-time favorite. We love that.
Number six, I got it.
Yes, ma'am. So tonight I have you. You're speaking with Miss Fabulous, one of the hosts and creators of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Once again, welcome. I am joined with LEO. I am also joined with Norfolk.
Hi.
Yes. And CK. And we just kind of want to go around the studio just to ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind hanging out with us. And then we're going to play a little bit of your music. But the fans online, I'm about to get back on the social network sites and ask people what are their favorite songs and try to get some interaction tonight. So can you hang out for a few minutes with us?
Sure, I certainly can.
Okay, we would love that. So I'm going to begin with LEO. What do you have for Miss Kanye Doss tonight?
Okay,
I was going to say,
awesome.
What's happening with Miss Kanye Doss?
Okay, and how are you to begin?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, being an artist, I'm an artist myself, and been doing it for years. But if you can date back and think back to that very first moment when you knew that music and singing was going to be your path, can you pinpoint a moment? And if so, could you explain how that felt and where your mind was going when you felt that feeling?
Wow, you know, I've been doing this for a minute as well, but I think the first time I really had a moment was when my first project came out, A Poem About Miss Doss, and I had a show and how well it was received. I, you know, usually I'm just like, oh, this is something. It was just part of me growing up just doing music, and just to see the reaction and the feedback that I got, I'm like, wow, you know, this is really something that's meant for me to do, and that was my moment, definitely from the first project.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't from Jump Street. You were doing it as this was a part of you, and this is something you just did, not something you wanted to pursue. But once you got that feedback, then you wanted to carry on.
Exactly. Because I used to be in a group and, you know, have been there, done that, so to speak, and my directions were kind of scattered. But that moment, I was like, wow, okay.
Okay. I can accept that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then we also have Mr. CK, one of our other co-hosts of the I Got Something to Say show. What do you have for the lovely Miss Kanye Doss this evening, CK?
Well, how you doing, Kanye?
Fine. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering, with your style, who were your influences growing up?
Well, I listened to a variety of genres of music. It ranges from Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Steely Dan, Bonnie Raitt, Nina Simone. I mean, it's just a whole mesh of different artists that I grew up listening to and have been inspired by.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, CK. And also, good question, by the way, too. I love Nina Simone and Stevie Wonder as well. I can hear the influence. Mr. Norfolk, are you still in line with us? And
yes,
also, are you in the studio? What do you have for Ms. Connie Phelps this evening?
Well, my main question is, if any one person you could name that actually inspire you to just persevere through everything, who would you attribute that to?
Wow, if I had to pick just one person, because I've gotten so many elements from different people, but I don't know if you're referring to an artist, but definitely Stevie Wonder has inspired me tremendously, just across the board with his you know, messages, his philanthropy, his music, just in every aspect. He's definitely my icon.
Well, or more on a personal level, like.
Oh, wow. On a personal level, I'd say my family members. You know, I come from a very musical family. I've definitely been influenced by them throughout my life. So I would definitely say that that's where, you know, my influence came from ultimately.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we also have our radio producer for the I Got Something to Say radio show, as well as the owner-operator of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate. What do you have for the very lovely, beautiful, and talented Ms. Kanya Doss, D. Slate?
Well, first and foremost, Kanya, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
I have to say this. You know, we had Music Soul Child on the show, and we had Calvin Richardson on the show. And, you know, when I was talking to those guys, very intelligent brothers, and I was talking to them, we were talking about music, and, you know, they talked about how, you know, I love neo-soul music. I love it. I love artists like yourselves and those guys. You guys have incredible and positive music. And I think that there's so many neo-soul artists out there like yourself that a lot of people don't know a lot about, you know, who haven't really heard your music. And I think that's a shame because, you know, and even Music had touched on it how, you know, when you listen to, you know, videos and award shows and a lot of the neo-soul artists don't get a lot of recognition like they should, like some of the mainstream artists. And I have to say, I know Miss Fabulous used to talk about your music all the time. And I had never heard it before. And I say maybe about a month or so ago, I was listening to it. And you have some incredible music. You have some incredible music. And I really think that it's a shame that there's a lot of great listeners out there, great lovers of music, who hasn't got a chance to really listen to your music, and I'm hoping that'll change their minds tonight, especially when we play your song, Don't Change. I love that song. But I think that's a shame that a lot of them don't even know anything about it. You know, and it's not just that with yourself. You know, it's indie artists out there who have incredible music, and they don't get the type of airplay that they deserve, like some of the mainstream artists that are on mainstream radio. And then nowadays, too, you know, with some of the new music out, there's a lot of people who just really don't like listening to the music we hear on the radio these days. Looking at the way, looking at the type of music that's being played now and the state that music is in right now, people are hungry. And they're yearning for your type of music. Looking at the state of music right now and just the way people with aspect of music right now, what's your take on that and of how music has changed so much and you don't really hear a lot of positive music these days and you don't really hear a lot of creativity these days. You know, what's your take on that and, you know, why is it that we don't really see or hear that type of music anymore?
Well, sometimes, you know, in my mind, I think it's by design, but on the other side, I don't want to knock anybody's hustle. I just think there's a room for every type of music, you know, and this is the music, like I was saying earlier, that's, I grew up listening to a variety of genres of music, and right now people are only exposed to, like, a narrow margin, and you know, hopefully that'll change. We just have to keep at it. And, you know, that's why I know I can speak for me and probably many other independent artists that we appreciate you guys and other, you know, stations that are providing outlets for us to be heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just think that I think that it's important, you know, for you guys to be heard. There's incredible artists like yourself out there with some incredible music. And I just think that the people, the listeners out there, personally, I think that they're being robbed of some really great music. And hopefully we're giving them an opportunity to get the music that they've been hungering and yearning for on this radio network. And like I said, I love to have creative artists like yourself on the show and just to give people a chance to hear something different, and I think that's what a lot of people are yearning for. It's just something different. You know, they want to hear the creativity. They want to hear that originality, something positive. It's too much negative music out right now.
All right. And it's refreshing just to hear a lot of different music, not just the same five songs playing all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
But, again, it's an absolute pleasure. And I'm definitely – a new fan of your music, and I love the new album. I've listened to it, and it's a wonderful album, wonderful album.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Geesley. And I want to say actually ask a question on Kanye, as well as make a statement. As a natural sister myself, I noticed that you have a lot of looks to you, you know, emerging throughout your projects. This is your junior or your senior project?
Oh, this is my sixth project, my fifth independent project.
So actually, she's in graduate school of music.
Yeah, so when you said, am I a junior or senior, I had to think about that. Like, wait.
She's in grad school.
Yeah, or the master's program.
I have four of your albums, so I'm going to have to dig and do some independent or call or get whatever I need to do. So we'll give you an opportunity, Ms. Kanye Dawes, and let the fans know how to obtain your music. You know, I go to the traditional stores, the FYEs, the Planet Music, or whatever, but if we can contact where to specifically get, you know, the missing links, I'm on it because I am a Kanye Dawes fan all day long. And as my producer stated, you know, he asked that I give him a wish list of artists in which I want to interview and learn more information about, and you are definitely at the top of the list. Yes, I love your work. I'm telling you, because as women and as people today, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, some horrific things happened over the weekend, I'm telling you. And, you know, people are really going through things today. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, you know, Democratic, Republic, independent, indifferent. You know, we're people, and at the end of the day, we all have emotions, and we all go through things. We go through gains and loss and so forth. And I honestly just want to say, not calling bluff or saying because you're on the line, you know, I want to say that your music speaks to me. And, you know, like I say, number six, Don't Change, that is a powerful song. You don't know what people are going through, like I say, behind closed doors. You know, you just see the celebrity face or hear the celebrity voice or the personality. But what inspires you to basically, because I noticed that you are the writer of a lot of your own work. What inspires, mm-hmm. not necessarily who, but what? Are there occurrences? Is it life? What inspires you to write the way or the songs that you did?
You know, a lot of it is my own personal experiences or just things that I've observed, you know, occurrences that have happened to other people. So I'm definitely a people watcher, and, you know, that's how I gather my material. I just think about it. I'm a pretty deep thinker at times. And I just write about it. You know, that's my therapy.
Absolutely. And your other album, I believe, is Let Your Love Come Down. I love that. What is the name of that CD?
I love Rain Down.
Rain Down. Oh, my God.
Love Rain Down.
Yes. That is in my truck. That's in my office. And it's not bootleg, ladies and gentlemen. I actually purchased two copies. Do not purchase bootleg music, ladies and gentlemen. Our listeners of the I Got Something to Say radio show network, you have to support the artists. You have to support. This is how they eat, you know, and I'm definitely saying when you bootleg, someone else is profiting off of the hard work of these artists. Do not do that. If you really love it, I have purchased two of the same Kanye Dawes albums, plus a new one. Now I'm learning she has six, you know, so definitely get out there and support her work. And my comment that I want to make is that, like I said, your looks have been dynamic and revolutionary over the period of time in which, you know, you have been doing this thing for a very long time. And just because you're not heard or seen in the limelight doesn't mean that you're not grinding. Have you felt it more or less in your experiences, Kanye, to know that, have you been overseas to do work? What is it comparable? Do you find more love overseas or domestically, or is there like an equilibrium in terms of fan base shift?
I think it's in terms of fan base, there's definitely an equilibrium. However, I think that they provide more outlets for, you know, they're pretty open and free with exposing, you know, the masses pretty much to all types of music. And I find it to be a narrow margin here. That's the difference that I've experienced as far as you know, being well received by fans. I've gotten it from here and over there.
Okay. And I heard you talk about Stevie Wonder earlier in terms of, you know, your influences, but I also heard you mention the word philanthropy. Are there any organizations or are there any self-induced organizations in which you support or significant occurrences or demographics in which you're trying to reach, like women's empowerment or so on and so forth? Are you involved in anything or are you willing to become involved?
I think I'm involved in too much sometimes. No, I'm joking. I have a couple things going on. Well, I work with a female youth group, basically what is from 12 to 16, and just pretty much exposing them to things that they normally wouldn't be able to receive exposure from. So I really enjoy doing that. In addition to that, I'm working on trying to get over to Haiti with regards to making people more aware of what's going on as it pertains to the water crisis. I think a lot of people don't know about that, and they need to know what's going on, things that we take for granted. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Oh, that is super, super awesome. That warms my heart. And I'm definitely, I have a, go ahead.
And you know, Kanye, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I've heard about that myself with the water situation in Haiti. And I think the sad part and the most unusual part about that is, you know, they have a water problem there. But the sad part about it is that the planet Earth is 70% water.
Exactly.
70% water.
Something's wrong with that.
30% of the planet is land. So if the if the majority of the planet is water, how is it possible that Haiti is having water issues? That really doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Right, right. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're not saying that we're conspiracists or anything like that, but it does make you think to pose a question, and it all goes back to specific demographics and wants and needs and so on and so forth. So we're really, really glad and ecstatic that you as an artist, you as a national recording artist, are taking a vested interest and making certain that other people who are not necessarily significantly, how can I say this, together or organized or have the things that they need, and you're helping. Because if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Agreed, everyone?
Exactly.
Yes. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're on the line and on the air and in the studio with one of my favorite artists, all-time artists, Miss Konya, C-O-N-Y-A, Doss. And she is fabulous in her newest project, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, A Pocket Full of Purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear more from Miss Konya Doss if you want to speak with her. She has a little bit more time to hang out with us. She has an early start, but she's willing to hang out with us, and we're going to hear a little bit of her music. And when you all hear Don't Change, we want you to call in, and we want to hear your take on what you feel about the song, ladies and gentlemen. So would it be safe to say, Mr. D. Slate, we're going to go into the music break so we can hear this Don't Change because I can't wait?
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Konya, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
What's up? This is Konya Doss, and you're about to listen to my single, Don't Change.
Here it is on the I Got Something to Say show.
With Miss Konya Doss.
Down high and in my mind.
Cleveland, Ohio, the Family Unity opening for Rolls Royce and Cameo. I'm big fans of theirs, so I'm excited. Followed by a performance in Nashville, Tennessee, at Jazz and Jokes. I haven't performed there before, so I'm excited. Then followed by in Cincinnati. So those are the next couple events. Then I get prepared for overseas when I get back.
When do you think you're going to be on the East Coast?
Hopefully sooner than later. I think September 15th, I definitely have something in D.C. And Brooklyn,
enough.
New York.
That's close enough.
And I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying that's close enough. D.C.
Oh, okay.
Road trip,
yeah.
Road trip.
It's just a few hours, right? And so the schedule, you know, is coming along, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be
and before I ask Mr. Norfolk Kanye Dawes, because I know that your schedule, we appreciate you being on and in the studio with us. What was your sentiment behind your title of your new project? Give us a little bit more insight.
It's funny, that you touched on, you know, how the music makes you feel. And, you know, as I listen to other artists, I mean, I think when I listen to any Stevie album or Sade, it puts me in a zone and it serves its purpose for me and for my needs at that given time. And I'm hoping that, you know, whoever listens to this project will find purpose in it, you know, in each song. And it may vary depending on what that person is going through.
Oh, definitely talks to my soul and to the women who are going through. Miss Kanye Dawson used to be, I just want to be in a dark room with shades on and listen to Sade. Okay, that's great. But, yeah, be in a room and listen to Kanye Dawson. I'm telling you, oh, my goodness, we felt revived, like, woo! I'm telling you, this was just running up to the rest stop and do cartwheels. It was just so reviving. You have no idea, Kanye. Thank you so much. Yes.
Wow.
What you got for Miss Kanye Dawson, Mr. Norfolk?
Yeah, well, I just want to say it was truly an eclectic sound. I really dug what was going on. It sounds like it's real soulful, and I really think it's going to be an intricate part of my collection in the near future. So,
wow, well, thank you.
Right, and this feedback is coming from all of us, which are we're spoken word artists, we're authors, and we're poets. So that underground sound, that circuit, is definitely, definitely valuable. Even in my live shows and my live sets, I definitely would love, with your permission, to incorporate, you know, you as a Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey, which is talking about women's empowerment, as well as women embracing natural hair. We're going to be having a film screening, which I'm the filmmaker, in Norfolk, Virginia. Yes, so we would like to make you an honorary Miss Nappy Combs.
Well, by all means, please do.
Absolutely. So we're definitely sending more information. We love to have a celebrity or a national, and it's giving back and it's helping women. And, you know, we speak at various schools and organizations and go to women's shelters and help the homeless.
Oh, wow.
And yes, we walk for, you know, Making Strides Breast Cancer Awareness. So we think that you will be a wonderful asset to that. But, you know, we'll speak more offline in regards to that. But as a guest speaker, as a motivational speaker, as a remnant of eclectic music, as a beautiful black, strong African-American woman, and as a dynamic singer, what would be the last thing that you would want to be, not necessarily remembered by, but what would you like people to take away who's interested in getting into this industry, Tanya?
You know, first and foremost, I'll say this, and I say this time and time again, that you have to stay true to your craft, you know, and you have to surround yourself around people that are positive and believe in what you're doing. And last but definitely not least is pick up a book about the business that you're trying to pursue, because, you know, it's more of that than anything, than the artistry.
Wow, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show network, and the Hour Show radio network, rather, I hope that you're taking heed to this information in which is being disseminated, because it is very imperative that you do just those things. I mean, knowledge is great if someone gives it to you, but always seek within. And that's very invaluable information. So, Kanya, we thank you for that. Our closing remarks as it relates to you being a guest, I definitely want to leave those to our esteemed producer. Mr. D. Slate, what do you have for Ms. Kanya Doss?
Well, first and foremost, Kanya, I want to say that, again, everybody knows how I feel about your music. I think you have some incredible music, and just the fact that everybody got a chance to hear it, you know, it spoke volumes to definitely the new listeners that got a chance to hear it tonight. Like I said before, you have some great music, and I think those influences that you took with you to be able to create some music that has purpose, I really do truly believe that you achieve that. I do think that you definitely achieve that with your music. I just want to say, I want to ask this before I make my closing statement to you. You know, we've had a lot of national celebrity artists on the show. You know, I've talked to Naughty by Nature, different individuals like that, and a lot of them have spoke about how they've created their own independent labels, or they're on an independent label now, and they've got away from the red tape of major labels, and they're either on an indie label, or they've created their own indie label. I mean, for all those artists that are listening right now, tell them what's the importance of that, and how does that affect your creative music and what you put into your craft?
You know, it has its ups and downs, to be honest with you. For me, it's more ups, but, you know, as far as being independent, you have your hands in everything, especially the business side of it. So therefore, sometimes it can take away from the creativity because you're focusing so much on the business aspects of things. So, you know, over the years, I've had to learn how to I'm not going to say stop being such a control freak, but learn how to, you know, trust and delegate. And that way, you know, I can trust that I have those people in certain positions that they're going to do everything in my best interest, where I can focus more on the creative side. So it's just, you know, being able to plan and have a plan that's going to work, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that I think that's important. I think that's wonderful. I think that to be able to, you know, to put your hands and your own original spin and your own creativity into your business and into your music, and just being able to have your own input, all of your input into what you create, I think is very important, because that gives the listeners a chance to really hear what you're speaking about, and you really get the chance to see what you're all about. So I think that's important. First and foremost, I just want to say again, it's an absolute pleasure and it's an honor to have you on the show. We love, because we're all creative artists on the line right now, and we can definitely appreciate everything that you do.
So we just
want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight and being a part of the show tonight. And as far as we're concerned, the I Got Something to Say show family and the D-Hour Radio Network family, it's an honor to have you with us. And as far as we're concerned, the D-Hour Radio Network is your home. You're welcome anytime. You've got a key to the home. Now, anytime you want to come by, you want us to play your music, we will definitely do that. We will continue to keep supporting you and what you do.
And thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Yes, Kanye, where can people find out more information, or how can they get your work? What network sites are you on?
I'm sorry. I'm at www.kanyadoss.com. They can reach me on Facebook under my name, Kanye Doss, and I'm on Twitter as well at twitter.com/KanyeD.
Okay. And before you get out of the studio, could you do one thing for us? Could you say, Kanye, and I'm chilling with the I Got Something to Say radio show?
Oh, gosh, you guys are naturals.
No, we're natural, Kanye. We're natural.
Oh, my God. So you want me to say, I'm Kanye Dawson. I'm chilling with I Got Something to Say radio.
Oh, that was beautiful. Don't y'all agree? Give her a round of applause.
Oh, gosh.
That was so beautiful. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That was fun.
Well, Kanye, again, it's an absolute pleasure, and we don't have no money to give you, but we're going to give you this right here.
Yes.
And I'll receive that gladly. Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And when you're in Washington, D.C., I'm going to definitely try to make my way there to see your concert, so I'll just stay in tune and on the lookout for when you will be in concert in Washington, D.C.
No, make that a week. You're going to make that a group trip. That's a group trip. Me and you, Ellie.
Hey, Rosa.
September 15th.
Ladies and gentlemen. And once again, do not purchase bootleg work, ladies and gentlemen. Our listening audience, go out and purchase an official copy of the CD, and you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. I'm not trying to sell it. I'm not getting kickbacks or any of that. You know, I'm just letting you know good music when I hear it. So I'm telling you, go out there and get your own copy, and I'm going to take number 6 off a repeat. But I'm telling you, it's personal. Number 6, don't change. And ladies and gentlemen, it has been a delight, honor, distinct pleasure speaking with the very talented, the very beautiful Miss Kanye Doss. Miss Kanye Doss, we love you so very much, and we just really thank you so much for taking time out your very busy schedule to speak with us. You have a very humble spirit, and we really appreciate everything that you're doing. And the people of Haiti, I'm certain that they appreciate some merci beaucoup, madame, you know, because I'm from a French-speaking family. So we appreciate that so very much, very much so.
Okay, well, thank you, guys, and look forward to being on the show again in the future, definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Kanye. You have a blessed night.
Okay, you all too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a very lovely and talented, very beautiful spirit, Miss Kanye Doss. Go out and purchase her album, A Pocket Full of Purpose. Definitely you will not be disappointed. It's in all of your local distributions. You can find her online, social network sites, and particularly, she stated, so definitely go out and support Ladies and gentlemen, Eastern Standard Time, the time is now 23:01 military time. It is 11:01 p.m. We're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, we will be getting into the Say Something News, and we may have some other things developing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show with TK, LEO, Mr. Norfolk, Mr. D. Slate, and the very beautiful, of course, fabulous, Miss Fabulous. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. Don't turn that dial. Stay around. The time is now 11:02 Eastern Standard Time, and we will be back because we do have something to say.
That's right. It's Case with Happily Ever After. And after that, we got a little American Idol alum, Felicia Barton, with Lost Words. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Guess what I did today? Those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my head there was a rain. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being mine? And time begins again.
laying there for hours, trying to put a name with this feeling, trying to explain your leaving, trying to get out what's inside my head. Take a deep breath, move my lips in the silence, try to find a spark in the darkness. Can I find the strength to say what should be said when I finally speak? Will you hear me? Or will I just say lost words? Oh, if I tell you the hell you put me through, will I just say lost words? Oh, I know you can hear, 'cause you're always there when I want you, but you disappear when I need you, and I'm always left with a good. Come through, it won't mean a thing. You know I believe this just can't be.
Something to Say radio show, and I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, also joined with Mr. L.E.O., Mr. Norfolk, Mr. C.K., and producer D. Slate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the time. It's now 11:11 Eastern Standard Time, and our, you know, surrounding areas, 1 to 2 hour differences for the time change zone. We're going to be getting into our Say Something News, and I believe tonight that news will be presented by no other than Mr. Norfolk. Are you prepared, Mr. Norfolk?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We got that.
All right, Mr. Producer, can we get a little bed music, please, behind the Say Something News provided by the I Got Something to Say show very own Mr. Norfolk, who's going to present to us the Say Something News. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 11:11 Eastern Standard Time, PM. Let's go.
All right, and to say some news tonight, and you know, our hearts and prayers definitely go out to the families of those killed and wounded by the Colorado shooter. I did see the movie today and thoroughly enjoyed it, but it's a shame you can't even be safe in the movies anymore. I saw the pictures of the guy in court today. He appeared a little lethargic in the courtroom, as if he was just suffering from sleep deprivation, but it's going to all come out in the light. Also, this dude done $40 million in damage to a nuclear submarine just because he wanted to get off early. I say, son, just clock out. I always tell people to go home. He's fighting with his girl on the phone and almost caused a nuclear disaster. He's trying to get home to the bush. I'm trying to tell you, boy, the bush is a powerful thing. Also, they say MJ mom missing, Katherine Jackson missing, but she would Reba, though. So they was playing Uno at Reba house, so, you know, it was all right, you know. And Usher's stepson dies. You know, that's another tragic loss. You know what I'm saying? Another soul loss. And the last but not least, Penn State, they took an L. Like, they took a serious L today. I think they vacated some of his wins from 98 to 2001 or 2011, I believe. And I'm saying, wow, see what your friends will get you into? He ain't even touched them boys, and now his legacy is ruined, man. FBI got something to say news.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it first. What do you call it? The FBI say something news? FBI got something to say? Yes, that's with Mr. Norfolk. I actually want to touch bases. And actually, Leo and CK and D. Slate, if you want to chime in, if we could possibly do so. Definitely our hearts and prayers go out to Usher's stepson, our little 11-year-old Kyle, definitely. I was just very moved anytime there's a loss, you know, of a child or just anyone in general. Definitely our hearts and prayers go out for that. So the family, you know, we have to give them respect just because of celebrityism and, you know, record sales and all that stuff does not matter at the end of the day. So respectfully, you know, pray for them and keep their family uplifted as they go through these trials. For as Penn State is concerned, yo, did you see all the penalties and all the things that they have to necessarily endure because of all the choices of one, or should I say two, people? These people are going to be scorned for life. These people are going to have to go through therapy. These are millions and millions of dollars and taxpayer dollars that are going to have to be incorporated into one or two things. Not necessarily the art of the sport, but the art of rebuilding a person. These people are gone, I'm telling you. It's really ridiculous. What do you feel about the statue being removed in front of the university?
Well, I mean, it had to go. I mean, it's crazy that he knew about it and like, just knowing, like, the whole stop snitching has taken a whole nother level right now, right there, you know? It's just terrible.
Right, and then also being able to have to, what is it, the penalization between 1998 to current, and also the gross income in which they have to pay back, is it, what, $6 million or something odd dollars?
Like $60 million.
Wow.
$60 million, right, exactly.
Wow.
It has to be paid back, plus also, the scholarships have been cut by $10,000 to $15,000 per player. This is what I'm understanding, and it's still an ongoing investigation. So that's deep, and it has to be set a precedent to other schools. The message has to be set strong. This will not be tolerated. 100% no tolerance in this type of behavior and activities. And you also mentioned something about my all-time favorite artist. I have so many, but my all-time favorite artist is Mother. She was missing. I saw that on
CNN. Oh, yeah, yeah. She was just at Reby House. She was just at Reby House.
But I think there was a tweet, if I'm not mistaken, by her granddaughter, the late Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, and she seems to be really concerned. But then the other family members are saying they haven't seen or heard from her. Can we get a consensus or something collectively?
They tweeted a picture of her at Reby House playing Uno.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, they tweeted a picture of her at Reby House playing Uno. I think she was losing too by the looks.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Tito hit her with a draw four, and she was just she went into the bathroom and they couldn't find her. I think that's what happened.
Wow. So is that like the green cards? You got to match all the cards and the colors together. Is that Uno or is that dope?
Yeah, that's Uno. That's Uno right there.
Is that
Doris
or Chris? Which one?
Nah, that's Uno. That's Uno right there.
Okay, because I think CK and Elio, they're in the bathroom or the vending machine or they sleep. What y'all doing? Get your life now.
I'm just listening to that.
You listening, like when your eyes close, you'd be like, I was just praying. Now you sleep. You sleeping on the job. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 18 after the hour of the hour on Eastern Standard Time and our neighboring 1 to 2 hour differences. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. We just heard the news from Mr. Norfolk, yes?
Hey, Miss Families, can we go back to the submarine thing, though? This dude on fire watch on the submarine, he arguing with his girl. He gonna say, instead of just going to his supervisor and saying, can I go home, he gonna set the nuclear sub on fire so he can get off early.
Well, they say there's that's power fire in the pearls, so that's all I gotta say about that. But, you know, just to touch base, the most horrific, what was it, 12 lives or 13 lives and 58 wounded, and as of the youngest one being a three-month-old baby.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible, yeah. Hey, look.
Horrible. Trouble, no mental health background, no criminal record background, just something that was very thought out meticulously. They say the guy was a very intelligent PhD student who dropped out, physio science major, house booby trap and things of that nature. Innocent lives lost with the world and with the economy state in which we're in, something as simple as going to a movie. No one put that on your calendar to plan that I will never return or I will never see these loved ones again. Horrific. I'm praying for these people. This is a time that we all need to band together. And what's most interesting, I want to note, that I thought was very, very classy was that the candidates for president, for presidential election 2012, Romney and our current president, President Obama, the ads were pulled in this time of need to show respect to the current presidency. I thought that was very, very classy on behalf of the GOP. To pull the ads, you know, how they tactic ads, so they go back and forth, those were pulled as a courtesy and respect to the victims of the Colorado shooting and just to ban as Americans. We're not Americans. We're Americans, okay? So definitely we're going to band together. Yes.
If I can ease into this, did they declare a motive of this shooter of the Colorado massacre? Did they declare a reason why he did this?
Go ahead, Mr. Norfolk.
I think they still waiting, trying to get an evaluation of them. Like, this is one of those things where they think just came out of nowhere. They're still trying to get into his computers and things because everything was, like, booby-trapped and things. So I think they still trying to get at that, all of that information. I saw him in court today. He looked lethargic, like he wasn't even there, like they had kept him up. And I mean, basically, he probably hasn't had no sleep. So, yeah, they ain't going to get that out of here. It'll probably be months and weeks before we get the actual motive of what was going on here.
Like, we never know right? You never know the motive or you never know what is going through people's mind, but it never gives a reason or a rhyme for it to go out to do something as such. And also the main factor as far as the apartment was concerned, there, this is the Associated Press releasing or disseminating these statements, should I say, so that in his apartment they kept hearing a continuum of music playing over and over and over, and as the neighbor decided to look in, she noticed that there was trip wiring throughout the apartment. So she did not go in, thank God that she did not do so. She called the local authorities, and from that point on, they were also sharing a story that there was a young African-American man, a young boy, teenager, that went in and he saved a lady's life. And then there was another person who had an incident at a local venue somewhere in Colorado. She escaped that, but then went back to the theater and was killed this time. So it is a touchy-go subject. The only thing we can do is to pray and to band together as Americans. And to love one another and just be supportive of one another. It is a horrific incident,
that is,
and my heart goes out to them. My heart goes
out. Love,
now,
love one another. Love one another and be careful how you treat people.
Now, can D-Slate go in?
Go in, D-Slate.
It's time for D-Slate to go in. I like to put this segment out every now and then. I like to call it D-Slate Goes In on it. First of all, I'm going to say this about the Colorado situation. Prayers and condolences goes out to the families. It was a horrific event. It was one of the most horrific shooting events in American history to date. I want to say this. This is the suspicious thing about the whole situation, and I'm going to throw key suspicious things out there. Okay, first of all, I'm going to throw the facts out, the things that I've heard in the media and in what I think about it. First of all, he purchased 6,000 rounds of ammunition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He purchased 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. Why wasn't there a red flag when this fool purchased 6,000 rounds of ammunition online, okay?
True.
Also, you know, he went out and bought these weapons, and one facility or two at another one. I'm thinking, in these days, if you're purchasing more than one weapon at a store or something, it needs to be a red flag. Plain and simple.
Right.
It needs to be a red flag. Second, they said that he had his car parked around by the theater. He purchased a ticket. Okay, he purchased a ticket. He went in. He went out through the exit, propped the door, went and got his weapons, and came back. Okay, I've been at midnight showings. I've seen people in the parking lot. I've seen people walking around the theater. Why didn't nobody see this?
Right.
Okay, costume or not, why didn't nobody see him prop the door open and then go out and then come back in? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second, other information. Now, I heard that when his mom was questioned about the situation, she told the authorities, "You have the right person." Okay, that's one suspicious thing. You have the right person. Okay, now. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking about, somebody said that he had Batman symbols. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Then he had his hair painted red, when he was captured, he told the police he was the Joker. Now.
Yes.
There was a reporter that pointed out a few things that look really suspicious. First of all, if he was so out of it and he was so bent on killing people, why did he give himself up? In situations like this, we've always seen someone who's done this, they would kill themselves afterwards. He didn't kill himself. He gave himself up willingly to the police. and gave them information, telling them that his apartment was booby trapped. Okay.
Yes.
So if he was really into it like that, why tell them that? Why tell the police, oh yeah, my apartment's booby trapped just in case you guys try to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, if people were looking at the pictures today when he was in court, if you really took a look at it, like my man Al said, he looked a little lethargic. If you ask me, to me, it looked like he was like, damn, I, what's going on? I can't believe this has happened. Like, he was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the picture of him now, and he looked like, I can't believe this just happened. Like you just said, this is wild.
Yeah, I mean, the families of the victims were there in the court, and he not one time did he look their way.
Okay? Right.
Now, a lot of people want to know whether or not, why he did it, what was the motive. Understand this. He was a PhD candidate for neuroscience.
At 24.
Okay. Which is basically science of the mind and the brain, neuroscience. Okay. Now, everybody wants to know if they do try to get a psychologist or psychiatrist to talk to him about why. I'm gonna tell you right now, they better bring in the best psychologist in the country, the best psychiatrist.
Absolutely.
In the country, because your average psychiatrist ain't gonna be able to get nowhere with a PhD candidate for neuroscience. They better bring somebody in and know what they're doing.
Right, and the other thing is, too, I want to jump in here. They're going to have to look at another venue, reciprocity, because everyone is privy in the whole entire United States. This has also gone global. So how are you going to be able to, when it comes to that point of deliberation and disposition, how are you going to be able to fairly, expedite, because justice needs to be done without any biases? And I don't want to hear about, mental health and so on, access to DSM-4s and all of that, Of course, yeah, there probably been some, trouble background, more than we even care to want to know. However, semicolon, I want to add, what proper venue would this be sufficient without any
biases? Well, you know what? I want to ask all my brothers and sisters, all my peeps that's on my D-Hour Show family that's on right now, and all the brothers and sisters that's listening right now, you tell me this. A movie theater in the hood, or a movie theater where the majority is minorities or African Americans, you tell me, is a dude going to be able to walk in there, pay a ticket, go outside to his car, get weapons, come on in, and shoot everybody up? Please tell me, do you really think that's going to happen?
Well, first of all, the alarm's going to go off on the back door as soon as he go out the back door, because they can try to sneak somebody in. So, nah, it ain't happening.
Come on, now. All my peeps know this is not happening. This dude is not going to go out out at the exit, get weapons, come. It ain't happening. And Al said it right. Why didn't the alarm go off? Well, I'm still trying to figure out how nobody saw this dude. Go out the exit, get his weapons, and come back in.
Well, D. Slate, we didn't think John Allen Muhammad was black either. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 11:31 Eastern Standard Time, hour to 2 hour difference in surrounding areas. We're going to go into our last and final radio break for the evening. We're going to come back with the question of the evening, and hopefully we can get in one performance for Verbal Addiction, and you never know who may stop by. See, I'm a Nerd, or GB may be in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're in the studio with L-E-O-C-K, Mr. Norfolk, producer D. Slate, and the very beautiful, talented hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous. Getting into our last musical break for the evening. The time is now 11:32 Eastern Standard Time, and we're going in. Let's go.
We got a little Lela James with A Change Is Gonna Come, and we got some Nico Smith with Speakers Blow. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show right here on the D-Hour Radio Network.
I was born by the river in a little tent, oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but
girl, be girl, your volume down. I can busting, cussing, just can't take no more, girl. In my ear with all that loud noise, talking about this, talking about that. Girl, you about to make me mad. Don't wanna explode on you, but you keep amping the volume of my patience, way past the red light. Girl, so get back, I'm about to blow my speaker. Crossing my wires up, oh, I send my EQ up, you better calm down before I burn my fuse out. So kill the noise, girl, I don't wanna hear another sound. Screaming, fussing, cussing, gotta unplug me now. In my ear with all that loud noise, talking about this, talking about that. Girl, you about to make me mad. I don't wanna explode on you, but you keep amping the volume of my patience, way past the
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 20 minutes in front of the hour, the midnight hour. This is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We got CK, Mr. Norfolk, L-E-O, and D Slate is in the studios. And our esteemed guest for this evening was the very lovely, very talented, gifted singer, Miss Kanya Doss, had the ability to come by the studio and bless us with her talent, her words of encouragement, as well as a little bit of new music off of her new current project, A Pocket Full of Purpose. Go out and purchase your own copy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard the Say Something News, and we're dwindling now towards the end of the show. It's always a wonderful time here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Tune in to us every Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. in all your surrounding areas, 1 to 2 hours. Within time zone differences, you can hear us and tune in application on your smartphone devices. You can also tune in to us on the line on the internet, as well as www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. And also, you can always tune in to hang out with us at 718 718-
866-4553 on the radio, or should I say telephonically dial. We've had an immense conversation, so instead of having a word or should I say topic of the day discussion, I think what we're going to allow CK to do is to give some feedback on the discussions that we've had thus far. We've had some healthy discussions, and I'm hoping that we can probably get in maybe like a 2-minute performance by LEL for our verbal addiction. So CK, it is in your court right now. What are your thoughts, and just give us a little insight on the discussions that we've had today on the show.
Well, okay. I first want to give my condolences out to all the victims of the Colorado shooting, as well as to Usher and Tamika on the loss of their son. It has been a very, very, very long weekend full of horrific events that had occurred. I was going to say before my question, I was going to wonder, are they going to, now since this has happened, are they going to eliminate the midnight premieres, or are they going to do something as far as, like, surveillance, security around the whole theater, or when you enter the theater, what are they going to do different? My feelings about everything, it left a mark on you, a mental mark. You, like, I was like, this is just too much in one night. I'm like, but what, we're afraid to go to the movies now? We can't go to see a movie without somebody coming in, throwing gas, and then shooting up people? This really has to stop, and I'm so glad that the presidential campaign put a hold on and asked for, you know, for that moment, because how can we go forward as a nation if we have these kind of occurrences going on? I haven't gotten out to see the movie yet, but I know that a lot of people heard the talk I was hearing. Some people were saying, oh, it's the movies that influenced. No, it's not so much the movie, because movies been like this been going on for years. Had they said that, we've been talking about James Bond, we've been talking about, and all these different movies that have been coming out over the last 40, 50 years, somebody would have done something then. Personally, I just feel that I hope that we can, like, learn from this and not expect anything to become worse of the situation. When I looked at his pictures, he looked like he didn't know what was going on, as if his mind just snapped, a totally different personality came in or something, and now he's back to himself. Or he could just really be acting out the whole situation. I pray that we can get some kind of justice going on with this. There's just too much stuff going on, and they're taking the fun out of entertainment. As far as Tamika and Usher Raymond, I feel very, very sorry for them. I don't know what it's like to lose a child, but that can be a very horrifying experience. And I'm glad that they're putting their differences aside and they're working together to console what's going on with them. I hate to see that, you know, parents expect the child to bury them instead of them burying the child, and at the same time, Mother Katherine Jackson had that same burden with her 3 years ago with Michael. Yeah. So this is a very tough time. So over the weekend, I prayed and I shed some light. I cried a little bit because it's like, this could have been my child. This could have been your child, anybody's child.
Yeah.
So my love is out to them at this time.
We're very, very interested, and we're going to call this segment right here Seeking, Soul Seeking with CK. And I want to definitely keep this segment, but, you know, I want to piggyback. You say people are probably going to be reluctant to probably go to a movie theater. What about school, the Columbine shooting? You can't even go to an institution of learning without the risk of possibly being your life being taken. You can't be within your homes, Hurricane Katrina, because, you know, it may flood or people know about the situation for years to come, and then there are still casualties and lives lost and people just sitting in their house and they're drowning. What about going to work in the Pentagon or going to the workplace on the World Trade Center situation? you know. So it's just kind of acts of God or acts of life or acts of tragedy. And we as people, we need to band together, you know, grant me the serenity to deal with the things that I cannot change. Life is internal, and internal is death. And we have to pray for one another. We have to put aside differences, as CK said. We have to put aside, I don't like her, he don't like me, don't talk to them, don't deal with them, X, Y, Z. People, if you're in the listening view right now, if you're doing, stop what you're doing and stand halt. If we don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Love one another. Love thy neighbor. Put your differences aside, because people, wake up. The signs are all around us, and we're not promised the next day, the next moment, the next minute. And it may be that person's last moment in which you share with them. So make it a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Be kind to one another. And that was a segment by Soul Searching by CK. Ladies and gentlemen, we are falling into the late portion. We have 12 minutes before the hour, 12 minutes before the midnight hour, Eastern Standard Time. And we were hoping to get maybe a one-minute piece from LEO for Verbal Addiction. You got a little bit for us that won't flow over 2 minutes, LEO?
Oh, I got you. One-minute piece that's going to call Love and Good.
Well, let me if we got LEO kicking off the Verbal Addiction, well, I think it's only right for us to kick off the Verbal Addiction theme song. Can we have it, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, by all means,
it's Verbal Addiction. It's a lyrical graffiti. It's epitome peace. Verbal Addiction. These are words spoken from souls of starving artists, mumbling idealistic truths from formulating and quarrying minds, vibrant, chasing corners of lost dimensions, measured by poetry expressions, destined by media streams, microphone themes, gleamed as their tongues collide, spoken, melodic tunes send sound waves to vocal microphone emancipations, illusions, microphone jets. MCs wept for the souls lost in search of their addiction. It's the Verbal Addiction Show with Poetic Justice.
LEO? Go ahead and kick it off, LEO. Go ahead and kick it off, LEO. Go ahead and kick it off, LEO.
Y'all ready for me?
Go ahead.
All right. Because loving you is all so easy, so why don't we just do? Ooh, maybe, just maybe, we can kiss like your first kiss, and maybe we can love like your first love, maybe we can love again, yeah. See, let's stretch this to ecstasy while destiny slowly echoes me, while your touch is protecting me, you're next to me. I'm letting you get the best of me. See, loving you is my specialty, and loving you is so easy. Loving me is like breathing from the Garden of Eden. I swear it feels like heaven, and I'll be Adam in this evening. See, baby, you could be my evening. I take you to a place where we never switch seasons. Hold hands for the hell of the kiss without a reason. I swear this feels like deja vu, but more and more I'm into you. The motions of your waves, you could ride me like an inner tube. Embrace me. Why I enter you, question you like an interview. I want end of your mind. I memorize your thoughts. It's funny how we align. I'm reading you so subliminal. Call this love sublime. And I'm a smooth criminal. Your love is gonna be locked up forever. I'll be in you. Except for I'll be in you. Loving you. Loving you is so easy.
Despite all the fools, ooh, maybe, just maybe, we can kiss like your first kiss, or maybe we can love like your first love, or maybe we can love again, yeah, or maybe we can love again. Love is this.
And there it is, Verbal Addiction with my man L.E.O. Appreciate that, brother.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, that was yeah. That was the dopeness right there.
What's up,
yeah,
dog? How was y'all feeling that?
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. That was pretty dope. Go ahead, TK.
I agree. That was real dope. I enjoyed it very, very much. Hell of a performer. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is Miss Fabulous. And I believe the work was fabulous. I'm not really sure. We had some technical difficulties going on in the studio tonight, but I hear you put
I think,
it down.
I think we were speaking so much knowledge. I think somebody was probably trying to silence us. But you can't silence them. You can't silence the brothers and sisters. You can't silence them. You know, so we had to get back. They tried to silence us for about a minute or two, but we came back, though. We came back.
That's right. We came back, like I say, like Jerry Curls and Skinny Jeans. We're back, and we're not going nowhere. Well, I hope
for right.
Jerry Curls.
Well, I really do hope. Well, I don't mind a Jerry Curl, but I think the Skinny Jeans need to go, though. I think they should just.
Yeah.
1978 call, and they want all of that back. But L.E.O. did his thing, of course. And ladies and gentlemen, we now have 6 minutes in front of the hour, 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, and we're on. Hopefully, I don't know if we have somebody at the door or not. Y'all always do this every Monday.
Hey, yo.
And you
here
know
we
he's
go.
Always coming through. Who,
here
who
we go.
Is at the door? Who is
y'all
at the door?
Y'all get a peephole in that door yet?
Yes.
Nah, man. You know who it is.
Exactly. Why are they doing this? Why are they being scary? Why y'all acting scary, huh?
You already know who coming.
every time about
5 minutes till he come through here. Like he ain't got
nothing. I know that's right. I know y'all being scared for y'all know who it is. Open this down.
Here we go. I'm going to put my foot in the security ass because I don't know what's going on with this cat. Every time he goes on lunch break, this happens.
You know, when y'all had that little silence, Jake, that was like the silence of Noel, and he was like, Clarice, are the lambs still calling? I was just practicing. I was practicing because I want to be on the movies. And I hit the mute button because I want to talk, but Poeta, she always talking with her box spray. He talked too damn much.
She's like,
hey, what's going on, Mr. Virginia?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Alien?
I'm doing all right. It's L.E.O.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And what's going on, Slate Dog?
It's D Slate. I walk on two legs. Dogs they tend to be at pet shops and stuff like that. I'm good. What's going on?
That's what I said, friend. And what's going on, Casey? And the sunshine, man.
Oh,
what y'all doing? Y'all doing
Casey. KC, he's not a part of Jodeci. His name is CK.
Well, I went to the Pocono Mountain, my big ass, and they had an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I said, I'm fat. So when I went there to pay for my food, they told me, you come on in. I said, I sure is, and I ate all the food, and I'm just a fool. And that was scary at nighttime when all the mountains and stuff was scary.
So how many places you eat?
What? What you talking about?
How many places did you eat?
I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 12, like 13.
Wow. 1 out of the 5 or 6.
I I blame the school system. I blame the school system.
Well, they said Michael Jackson's mama was missing. I was like, Anna, are you okay? And she said, uh-huh.
Wow.
Wow.
Her name Catherine.
Wow.
Her name
Catherine. Her baby said before he died, Michael Jackson died. Michael Jackson died.
It's okay.
All
right. Right, Johnson
died. Andy, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Andy, are you okay?
I'm okay. Okay, stop it. I'm okay.
Drugs is a mother.
What?
Drugs is a mother.
Y'all confusing me. Hey, y'all talking out one day. Y'all confusing me. Like the doctors, they all be coming at me at once. And I'll be like, Superman, like, how? I get scary.
Yeah. So, can somebody take that mic, yo?
Please.
I want to say one more thing. And I got something to say. This GB. And I'm chilling with my people when I ain't at the buffet in the Poconos, Pinocchio Mountains. And I'm chilling with my Slate Dog and Mr. Virginia and Casey and Sunshine Band and Alien and Poetic Justice like the box bread. I had to be sitting here getting my 13 plates and my bellies full. And I make my butt go boom, boom, boom. Y'all have a good one, man.
Here you
y'all
go with the boom, boom. Turn the mic off, man. Turn the mic off.
All right. Give me the mic,
Poeta.
Give me the mic.
No.
Y'all, I'm sorry, y'all. This is every Monday, and I don't know why y'all act surprised. Y'all know he coming towards the end of the show. Y'all know he coming.
He's the one that probably muted the mic. That's because every time we stock the refrigerator, he here. We need to keep the refrigerator empty.
Exactly. Can I ask the most important, why did he mess our names up?
Because I blame it on the school system. I tell you, I blame it on the school system.
Who house yet?
I don't know, but Al already did news, and CK gave the sentiments back. What is he doing? What is he giving the recap for? Next, he's going to want to perform, and that's not going to happen here. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We have CK in the building, LEO in the building, Mr. Norfolk in the building, D Slate in the building, yours truly, and also we occasionally have GB, a.k.a. Girl Butt, in the building. We have had a wonderful show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1 minute past the hour, and we're going to go ahead and give our closing remarks and get up out of here so we can have a lovely, lovely rest of the week. It is Tuesday. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with CK. What you got for the people?
Well, I just want to say stay prayed up. Enjoy your week. I'm just praying. I'm still out praying for the families of the victims as well as for Usher and Tamika. You all have a great night. Sincerely, for real.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sentiments by CK, and we'll be hearing that once a week. What do you got for us, LEO? And who is our feature for Verbal Addiction?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I would like to end this show by saying love one another. Be careful how you treat one another because it does matter. And if we all love one another in ourselves, we won't have half the drama that we have now. And I'm going to end it like that.
True. And Mr. Norfolk, the Say Something News correspondent, what you got for us, sir?
Hey, yo, don't let the power of the bush have you burning up stuff. Cop that new Nas album. I'm trying to tell you. Number 8, some more smash. You heard? And, hey, yo, be safe. Love, peace, and happiness. You dig?
All right. And our wonderful Mr. D. Slate, the segment I'm going in with D. Slate. What you got for us, Mr. Producer?
Well, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to the I Got Something to Say show tonight. Big thanks and big special shout-out and thanks to Miss Kanye Doss for joining us tonight as well. Absolutely. And just make sure you guys keep tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We got great shows coming up in the coming week. Check out me and CK and RC tomorrow for the Tuesday spot. We got actress Elena Good from the indie film Elliot Loves is going to be in the building with us. We got some poets for the Deep Poetry spot. Tune in to Nod Your Head Wednesday with L1, RC, and Amber. We got we got Celebrity Thursday coming up. We're going to have Jesse Campbell from The Voice is going to be on the show with us. Me and Miss Fabulous and the lovely Amber are going to be in the building getting in. And make sure you guys tune in to Indie Up Saturday. We got some great interviews with some great indie artists and great indie artist music. Just keep tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You just never know who's going to be on, and that's the purpose of to make sure you guys tune in and listen so that way you can get some great music and listen to some great interviews and some great topics that we're always discussing. And just keep on tuning in. Keep tuning in. You can also check us out on iTunes as well. Go to iTunes and download and check out the D Hour Show, and definitely get it in with us.
Definitely, definitely. And I also like to personally thank the very lovely, gifted and talented Miss Kanya Doss, A Pocket Full of Purpose. I'll definitely go out and purchase her new project, as well as I had a minstrel time with CKLEO, Mr. Norfolk, as well as D Slate each and every Monday. Tune in Eastern Standard Time at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and 1 to 2 hour difference in our surrounding brother and sister areas. On Tuesday, I will be in the Hampton Roads area. I'm hosting, of course, Lyrically Spoken every Tuesday, and Montego Caribbean, the best West Indian cuisine, hands down. And this Saturday, yours truly, I will be filming my documentary entitled Miss Nappy Combs, Her Hair, Her Journey, free, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., free to the general public at the Indian River Library in Chesapeake, Virginia. So once again, if you want to know what we're doing as a radio network, you can always, always hear more about what we're doing on social network sites. Check out our page, the Hour Show page, the I Got Something to Say Show page, and continue to tune in to great independent radio. I want to leave you with this. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything, and grant all of us the serenity to deal with the things in which we cannot change. Be kind, be careful, and be in tune to one another, for life is short, and so is my real hair. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the D Hour Show Radio Network, and I'm the hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. Make it a green day. Go out there, do something productive, and enjoy the rest of your week. We love you. God bless you. And we out like the lights at 10 o'clock for school kids.
We out.
Later.
Yeah. We out, y'all.
It's the I Got Something to Say Show.
If you really got something to say, 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 throw your hands up, rock side to side, if you really got something to say, throw your hands up, rock side to side, if you really got something to say, if you really got something to say, if you really got something to say.